Iowa Governor Branstad has delivered his condition of the state address to a joint session of the Iowa House and Senate. He also unveiled his more than $7 billion state budget for next year. His initiatives are getting a cautious response from lawmakers, as we hear from IPR's Joyce Russell.
In his 22nd condition of the state address, Branstad touted job growth and capital investment during his tenure, in addition to increased education spending. Under his budget, schools and health care get the lion's share of all new revenue, including $145 million new dollars for K-12 schools. Branstad says that's realistic.
We should not overpromise and underdeliver.
Also, the region's universities will get less than half of what they asked for, and education advocates are not pleased. The governor calls his plan a 2.45% increase for K-12 schools. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl says that's misleading.
It's less than 1.5% in growth for local schools. It's as bad or worse as last year.
Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter listened to the governor's speech from a House gallery. He's glad the governor wants a raise for the universities, but he's hoping the legislature will do better.
I think we asked for $19.5 million. And he included eight. We know this is a process, and we look forward to working with the governor and the legislature.
The governor does not allow any new money for raises for state workers, so that will come out of agency budgets, which could result in layoffs. But the governor's speech was less about money details and more about broad priorities, including his new water quality plan. Branstad says it's become a divisive issue.
Unfortunately, the issue of protecting our state's water quality risks tearing apart the fabric of Iowa.
That's a reference to the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit against three agricultural counties over nitrates in the water. The governor wants to extend a state sales tax for schools and capture some of the growth for water quality. Some Democrats refrained from applause for that one. Republicans, too, have their doubts. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer questions extending the sales tax at all instead of letting it expire.
But you're right, Republicans aren't very interested in raising taxes. You're right about that part.
In other initiatives, the governor wants to mandate computer science class in schools. He'll try again to toughen the state's domestic violence laws. And he wants the legislature to take on racial disparities in Iowa's justice system.
It's time for a fresh look at our criminal justice system in Iowa to ensure we're doing the right thing for all of our citizens.
Branstad praised the work of the state's public defender to identify wrongful convictions. He recognized the courts for working to make jury selection fairer for minorities, and he wants some juvenile court records sealed. Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad wishes he'd gone further.
I wish he had said to the body, we cannot be afraid to take Iowa to the next level to criminal justice. I think he came very close to it.
But the Des Moines Democrat says the governor was silent on racial disparities in marijuana sentencing, and he did not propose a new law banning racial profiling, a top priority for the NAACP. As work starts now on the state budget, Republicans may not go along with the governor's more than 3% increase in spending next year. New House Appropriations Chairman Republican Pat Grassley says the budget situation could be worse.
I think something that he touched on, we do have growth in revenue, so it isn't like we're in a disaster.
The governor's aides say his budget preserves close to $1 billion in reserve funds. Democrats may argue that today is the rainy day when those funds should be tapped. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.